The exhibit for Formula One is in town, and it starts tonight. The F1 exhibition makes its North American debut. And if you've watched Drive to Survive on Netflix, you know all about how popular this sport is, especially with a younger demographic. It brings young and old together and has a lot more people watching these races. It is a license to print money when you've got the rights to show these races. We've got, obviously, a lot of excitement about it. So let's spend a few minutes talking to Jonathan Linden, one of the producers of this exhibit. Jonathan, thanks for getting up early for us. How long has this event been in the works?
We've done a lot of events similar to this, and we had been chasing the F1 IP because we believed, as you said in the opening, it's on the rise in popularity. There's not a lot of ways to engage and immerse yourself and enjoy F1 other than a race weekend. There's no Hall of Fame. There's no set place to go. And so we set out to create the F1 exhibition to be a immersive, technologically advanced experience that celebrates the past, present, and future of F1 and tells the story. It gives you some of the history for some of those more recent Drive to Survive fans who don't know exactly how all of the elements work, but they like it. And the core fans, because there's a lot of those that have been around for a long time and appreciate the history of the sport. And so we're hoping we cater to both of them. And we think it's a really exciting opportunity, and we're excited to be in Toronto.
We're pretty close, maybe a day or two past the anniversary of the passing of Ayrton Senna, who was one of the legends of the sport. And he passed away in 1994, and there is a really special moment for people that were either connected to him, Jonathan, because they were a fan of him, or they've learned about him posthumously since he passed away because of the movie, because of some of the documentaries on him. It's a pretty special car at this exhibition as well, attached to Ayrton Senna. Tell us about that.
We have a number of different Ayrton Senna elements in the show, but as you said, there is a fantastic car. It's this sort of bright yellow, so it really jumps out at you, but it hasn't been seen before in this type of element, and there's very few cars like it, and so it's we're excited. And there's a series of cars, and we like to be able to show some of the oldest cars to some of the most modern cars, including a 2021 Haas car with a Ferrari engine that's exposed. And so it's I think we've got cars that can cater to all tastes, and so we're pretty excited.
The rooms are a little bit different. I know there's six principal rooms. People can, by the way, go there, get your tickets, and find out more about it at f1exhibition.com/Toronto. That's f1exhibition.com/Toronto. But as I said, it's described as immersive, and it really is, depending on how you move from room to room with this exhibit.
You know, you start with some of the history at the beginning, and there's cars and different key artifacts that try to tell the story of sort of the beginning of F1. And then it evolves into the different rooms that each have a different theme. They all have interactive elements. And then it ends with the pit wall experience, which is a fully immersive theatrical experience. We had the opportunity to get rare exposure and access to the F1 film archives together with modern technology, hologram technology. Mm-hmm. We created an immersive theater that's a really wonderful way for the show to sort of have a big finale. And then we have a full circuit of race simulators, which is much larger than we've had anywhere else, much more advanced simulators. And, you know, when you talk about the immersive in the world of F1, there's no more immersive than sliding into a true F1 simulator and being mm-hmm. able to get on the track and try your hand.
I know the long-term goal, as much of a success as this already is and is going to be throughout the month of May, is to get a race here. You've been to some of the other cities where they've had them. A lot of listeners probably made that trip to Montreal, maybe even a few times, to see an F1 race. Do you think Toronto could host one?
As of this point, Formula One's been a great partner. They don't ask for my advice on where races go, but I can tell you that our first city last year was Madrid, Spain, and when we brought the exhibition there, the Spanish Grand Prix was in Barcelona, and when we left Madrid to go to Vienna with the exhibition, F1 announced that the Spanish Grand Prix was moving from Barcelona to Madrid. I don't have any inside information, uh-huh. but I can tell you it's happened before.
Yeah, that adds to the intrigue. Listen, all the best with this. Thanks for doing this for us. People can go obviously, to look for tickets and find out just a ton more on the website about the exhibition, f1exhibition.com/Toronto. It's a great pleasure having you on Toronto Today.
Thank you for having me, and hope everybody can come down and enjoy the exhibition.
So that's down One Yonge Street, and just Google it, F1 Exhibition Toronto. You'll find it there.